Welcome to this quick, hands-on Ableton lesson all about filters and envelopes for drum and bass. I'm hyped to get you shaping growls, subs, and rolling drum grooves at 174 BPM. You'll walk away with a two-layer bass patch clean mono sub plus a detuned Reese with a filter envelope and 8-bar rolling loop, and clear automation and sidechain techniques to make everything sit hard in the mix. Ready? Let's go! Lesson overview. This lesson focuses on two core ideas. First, filters. Using low-pass, band-pass, resonance, and auto-filter sweeps to carve character and motion. Second, envelopes. Using adser on amplitude and on filters to create plucks, growls, and that signature DNB bite. We'll use stock Ableton devices. Operator or wavetable, auto-filter. EQ8, saturator, compressor with sidechain. Utility, drum rack, and returns for parallel distortion or reverb. Set the scene. Step 1. Set the BPM to 174. Step 2. Create three tracks, a drum rack MIDI track, a MIDI track called Sub, and a MIDI track called Reese. Add a return track for distort or reverb and keep it handy. Build the sub layer. Load operator or wavetable on the sub track and name the device Sub. Select a sine wave on the main oscillator and drop it one octave so that it's solid in the low register. Set the amp envelope for a tight but full shape. Attack 0 milliseconds. Decay around 300 ms. Sustain about 0.2 normalized or roughly minus 4 dB. Release around 80 ms. Add a utility after the synth. Set width to 0% to keep the sub mono. Set gain to around minus 1 to 0 dB. Then add EQ8 to clean the highs. Don't cut the low end. Instead, roll off above roughly 1.2 to 2 kHz with the high band so the sub stays pure. Optional. A very light saturator with drive 1 to 3, soft clip, just if you want a touch of warmth, but keep it subtle, because the sub should stay clean. Build the Reese layer. On the Reese track, load wavetable or analog and name the patch Reese. Use two saw oscillators and give them a small detune. Set unison to two voices per oscillator and detune in the 0.06 to 0.12 range. Make the stereo spread moderate so you get width, without wrecking the low end. Insert a low-pass 24 dB filter and set initial cutoff around 600 to 900 Hz. Now the key. Program a filter envelope. Set envelope amount positive about plus 45 to plus 50. Set filter envelope attack around 8 to 12 ms. Decay between 180 and 350 ms for a plucky growl. Sustain around 0.15 to 0.25. And release 40 to 100 ms. Keep resonance modest around 0.15 to 0.35 so it adds character, without harsh ringing. Set the global amplitude envelope to be similarly punchy. Attack 0 to 6 ms. Decay 180 to 300 ms. Sustain around 0.2 normalized. Release 60 to 150 ms. Chain the devices like this. Wavetable. Then saturator with drive around 3 to 5 UZ soft sine curve. Then EQ8 to cut everything under roughly 40 to 60 Hz so the Reese doesn't carry sub. Finish with utility for final width control and glue compressor if you want to glue the layer. Important teacher tip. Always remove or high-pass the Reese sub content. Keep your sub layer doing the low work and let the Reese live in the mids and highs. This audio version is shortened for playback.